Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Well, today is the first day of Advent, and we think of this time as a season of preparing for Jesus' birth. You know, a time to open our hearts to the wonder and beauty of Christmas. And even if we experience some franticness the next 22 days with the decorating and the cooking and the preparing and the shopping, we are still looking forward to the coming of Jesus with anticipation and great joy. So it's startling to hear this morning's readings. Cosmic signs of destruction and judgment in our gospel seem, well, not very Christmassy. Isn't this time supposed to be about angels and the heavenly chorus celebrating Emmanuel, God with us? Well, in the church, the Advent season is more than sweetness and the anticipation of the birth of baby Jesus. It is also a time to anticipate Jesus' return in his second coming. So we're faced with the contrast of humility and helplessness of a baby with the glory and power of Jesus' second coming. Now, we prepare for Jesus as an infant and at the same time as our Savior, who will someday return. And as most of those around us focus on the decorating and the shopping and the presents, and hopefully Jesus' birth, we also remember his death, and that Jesus' death brings new life. God becoming one of us as an infant long ago and returning in the future to set everything right offers hope and possibility. You know, and that's what Advent is. It's a time to remember that God can and does fulfill his promises, even when they seem impossible. You know, that's what it felt like for the prophet Jeremiah. You know, he was a prisoner in exile, fearing the loss of his country. It had already been split into the north and south. He's fearing the loss of his people and his religion, and all seems hopeless. Yet he tells us that because of God's righteousness, there is still hope, and there will be restoration. The days are surely coming, says the Lord. And Jeremiah tells us that God will fulfill all the promises that he's made. And we know this part of the story, that a descendant from David will bring God's saving acts into the land. Jeremiah's prophecy is that there will be a future that is profoundly hopeful. Safety and peace will someday replace violence and war, and all will be restored to the way God intended. This sounds so good. And then we hear Jesus in the gospel saying that what is coming upon the world will make us faint from fear. Cosmic signs, distress in the earth, seas churning. That does not sound like the right spirit for December. So, our church year starts with a lot of tension. There's the joy and anticipation of the birth of our Savior, and there is a warning from our Savior Jesus that there will be difficult and scary times ahead. It's interesting how Jesus' warning about life, which rang true to his followers 2,000 years ago, ring true to us today. Like people throughout history, we can easily become overwhelmed by inequality, corruption, and destruction that we hear about, witness, and experience. Jesus warns his disciples, and he speaks to every one of us today. Don't fall under the worries of this life. Be prepared for the Son of Man, which is Jesus. The Son of Man will return and stand before us. There is hope, even when it feels like too much and everything is falling apart. And to help us understand this, Jesus shares the parable of the fig tree. I love the disciples, and I'm thankful that they were a little dull sometimes, and Jesus had to re-explain things to them. And this is towards the end of Jesus' life that he's telling the story, so he skips them asking and jumps right into a story that they might understand. He says, for much of the year, a fig tree has no leaves and no fruit. To me, it's kind of like the plumeria tree that so many of us have, that little plumeria bush that's in our gardens. It looks like nothing for so long, just sticks. But if we wait with patience and we trust nature, by summertime, it blooms. What looked dead and hopeless is actually full of life and delicious fruit or sweet-smelling flowers. When life is scary and disappointing, Jesus tells us to look up from our challenges and look for hope. Advent, the next bit of time, is a time for us to reflect on the birth, life, and love of Jesus. It's a time for us to anticipate when we will all love deeper because we trust God more. It's a time to increase our compassion and our kindness, and we can look up from all the negative news and connect to Jesus' message of love and goodness. Advent is a time to anticipate Jesus coming, to slow down and intentionally let God into your life more fully. Advent is a promise. It's the fulfillment of God's promise. It's a time to get ready and be alert and actively wait because of God's deep love. God took on human form and became incarnate in a helpless human baby. A baby born to the most unlikely parents. They were poor. They weren't married. They were on the road to a city far away, looking for a safe place to spend the night. Joseph traveling by foot, and we hope, because she was 9 months pregnant, Mary traveling on a donkey. This is how God chose to break into our world and bring his presence near to us. Hope and joy in the midst of a difficult time. This is God's promise, that the light of the world would come and shine in the darkness, and that new life will spring from destruction and death, and that hope is always available. A baby will grow into a man who will bring redemption, liberation, and deliverance for each and every one of us. The gospel offers so much hope in the midst of fear. So, in the midst of all the turmoil and the challenges of today, in the midst of turmoil and challenges in your lives, we can anticipate the birth of Jesus on Christmas morning, and we can let go of anxiety and experience peace, knowing that Jesus is present and will return. This is how we can live with the contrasting experiences of hope and despair, of comfort and suffering, of love and fear. Jesus is coming. Advent begins today, this time of holy anticipation of God incarnate in Jesus, who was and who is and is to come. He was, and he is to come. Amen.